I call him, and his phone most of all the time be dead. And he didn't never answer. Then I said, well, let me go to the back door and call him. When I got to the back door, I heard the shots ring out. I asked the boy, I said, where is Popcorn? He said, Miss Joe, he down there. I went down there. There he was laying stretched out. I said, oh, my God, that's Popcorn. I went to him. I said, Popcorn, Popcorn. He raised his head up. I said, I'm here, Popcorn. He was my heart. I did the best I could. I did. He loved me, and I loved him. I sit here, and I cried, and I cried. But a voice come to me, like he used to tell me, Grandmama, don't cry. It's going to be all right. He wanted to be a football player. Grades ain't come up right. There was no football. I said, baby, you get your education, you can be anything you want to do, because that is more than important than anything in the world. I said, that's all I ask God to do, to keep me healthy enough to stand behind you. I had all kind of taught books to learn him how to read, how to write, how to spell. Grandmama, you know, I said, boy, get that book and go in that room and read it and come back and tell me the story. And he did that. He did that. He came in here one night down there. I said, well, where does bicycle come from? He said, Grandmama, that's mine. I said, I ain't bought no bicycle. But it's my. I said, if you don't get that bicycle out of my house, I ain't going to say the words I said. He got that bicycle and took it out that back door. If I didn't buy it, don't bring it in my house. I don't allow guns in my house. Friend told me, said, Popcorn was standing up on the video, had a play gun. I said, come here. He come up. I said, where you get a gun at? I said, I heard you was on some YouTube or whatever tube it is with a play gun, with a gun. He done, but Grandma. I said, Grandma, nothing. Now, where you get it from? He said, it wasn't real. I said, if I live to get 100 years old, I bet not never see a toy gun or nothing in your hand. You understand me? He said, yes, ma'am. Your friends can be your worst nightmare. You don't be a follower. You be a leader. And he had to have somebody there to push him and support him. Every program he had, I was right there. Every teacher's conference, I was right there. I mean, what's life more important than a child? His room is the same as he left it. This is his clothes, his closet. That's his video game. That's the TV he had, his computer. And he slept right across him with the fan turned on. Me and him had a great life. I'm not pleased because it still hurt. These little children running around with these big old guns that they cannot handle. Why can't they take them away from them?